All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you live on a Monday morning. Spaghetti and Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
How we doing, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, listen up, buddy. I want to get to the biggest game this weekend, the one everyone is talking about, fantasy football. We've had this league for 30-plus years. Brother Bri joined it when he was like seven, and I beat him in the semifinals for a third time this season, 135 to 77. I didn't officially beat you. You have Kamara. I have the Dolphins. Yeah. Do you want to concede? Kamara's done this before. I don't know if he can put up 60, but...
Scored six touchdowns last year at this time.
it's hard to beat a team three times in fantasy, right, Darren?
Exactly.
I was trying to think, what do I need? I need 200 yards and six touchdowns.
You got this. All right, I'm on to the finals. Very exciting. I never, ever get to the finals or even the playoffs in this league. But another team of mine that never gets to the playoffs, the Dallas Cowboys, Parlay Kid, Sunday Night Football. We did it. Beautiful job. 56-14. We beat up on Harry's Washington football team. I think this team is 0-3 since Harry declared they're his favorite now. I think they've been outscored 110-51 since he put his stick on them.
Can I switch to the Eagles?
Yo, that's the last one you have. What are you going to do? I mean, if you're going to have any credibility. No, I'm kidding. You don't have any credibility. 56-14, Parlay Kid. Prescott.
And
Dak.
Could have been worse.
It could have been worse. The best thing about that game for Cowboys fans, I don't want to get too excited because this Washington team stinks, and we only really seem to beat up on sub-500 teams, but we'll get to that in a second. Dak became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw a touchdown pass to a running back, Zeke Elliott, a tight end, Dalton Schultz, wide receiver, Amari Cooper, and an offensive lineman, Terrence Steele, in the same regular season game. Parlay Kid, you excited about this, or should we pump the brakes a little bit?
Let's pump the brakes, Alex. Let's win our last two. We're playing for the one seed, as far as I'm concerned. I know there's the philosophy out there is let's maybe rest some guys. I'd say let's keep the pedal to the metal here and let's keep winning. The offense was fun last night, and that's without our Tyron Smith as well. Mm-hmm. We'll hopefully get him back as some reinforcements as the season goes on. And saw this defense.
So damn good.
It's incredible. Oh my gosh. I can't believe how good it is right now. And
we're so lucky.
I'm sorry. We can't look at some of these graphics they show. It's funny how the one guy they try to go after on this Sunday Night Football is always Diggs. Oh, look at all the yards Diggs gives up. All these other, I don't understand it. The guy is, take one other defensive back over
and
him. He locks down the number
fluky,
one receiver.
Right? Like you can get like four, but when you have 11, come on. This guy is crazy to throw his way.
Exactly. So I love watching. Parsons is, generational talent. He just makes everybody on that defense is so much better. Oh my gosh.
Plays a little safety. He does it all. I mean, if you go to FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook has TJ Watt 2-1 odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. Micah Parsons plus 250. Sorry, Brother Brian, mm-hmm. Harry, you're going to have to listen to this. Mike is plus 250. Trayvon Diggs is 6-1. Man, I'll tell you what, I might take Trayvon Diggs at 6-1. I mean, TJ Watt gets hurt, or I know he had the COVID issue already, but
I gave up 40 points
in the season,
yesterday.
Why not? Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I got Watt too for, I have him for Defensive Player of the Year somewhere.
What
odds
did you get? Yeah. Seven or something?
I think it's like 6 or 7-1.
Right.
I have him as. I stand to win. I think it's
Darren,
plus 750. I think I have him at plus 750, Sal. Plus 750.
You want to speak? I sense it.
I don't know if he should win it. I don't.
Darren, I think you're going to win it because he should have won it last year over Donald. I needed it. I gave it out. I didn't get it. You'll get it this year. They're going to give it to him.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know the history behind it.
That's the way it goes down.
Their defense better show up the next 2 weeks if he wants to win it, because you can't have the Defensive Player of the Year and his team because he's supposed to be the leader of a defense.
Parsons does deserve it. The guy really is amazing. It's amazing. That deal they made with Philly to get that pick, it was just
Take your pick. I mean, at Parsons, every 10 minutes it switches. I'm like, oh, maybe Diggs should win. No, Parsons, no, he just does everything. He's all over the place. Someone who should not win any awards except for on FanDuel Sportsbook. I was looking, Taylor Heinicke, who we own, by the way. By the way, you look at Diggs on McLaurin, who is the best positional player on that Washington team. Opposing quarterback, or not opposing quarterback, I think it's Heinicke, has a zero passer rating in two games. I mean, a zero passer rating throwing to McLaurin when Diggs is covering him. But Heinicke is +350 to lead a jammed up pack of quarterbacks in interceptions. You got Heinicke, Tannehill, Burrow, Herbert, and Lawrence at 14. Mahomes and Stafford with 13. Brother Bri, it's funny. We were both looking at this independently. This is a fun one to bet. We should probably... Let's do a snake draft right now and take two quarterbacks. Bri, you can go first for most interceptions. We'll do $50 each. Let's do it. You go first.
All right. Spend too much time. I'll take Lawrence.
Lawrence. All right. Harry, go ahead. You go.
I'll take Stafford.
Stafford, one behind, but okay. Parlay Kid.
What is Burrow behind right now, Sal?
Burrow's right there. He has 14. He has the lead. Heinicke, Tannehill, Burrow, Herbert, and Lawrence have 14.
I'll say Burrow because he's going to probably be throwing the ball a lot still. So chances are he'll get picked another time or two. So
all right. So now I get two, right? I'll take Heinicke for sure. Although he might get bad. I wonder what they do. I'll take Heinicke and that asshole Herbert. Then so there. Okay. We'll get to him in a second. Yes, all right, Parlay Kid, please. You go. And Mahomes is still out there in the
I'll go
top
Tannehill. Part. Tannehill.
Oh, Tannehill's still out there too. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Harry, it's for $50. Don't screw this up.
I'll go Mahomes.
Mahomes. All right, Bryce. So now and you have to pick someone who doesn't have
Zach Wilson, right?
Zach you Wilson. All right.
He is three behind, though, right? Zach Wilson still?
Yeah, Zach Wilson's three behind. He had to take somebody. What,
he could throw four in one game, so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Trevor Lawrence gets selected number one twice this year, once by Brother Bri, once by the Jaguars. MVP race onto a more positive note. And we'll do that for $50, guys. And Harry, you'll give your Western Union out if you somehow win this. But the MVP race, Rodgers -175, Brady 7-1. Taylor 7-1, Jonathan Taylor 7-1, Josh Allen now in the mix 10-1, Stafford out of the mix with three interceptions there. Harry, who do you like here? I'm sticking with Brady. I know if you look at those interception numbers, Bri, you were saying like Brady has 11, I think. Rodgers has four, but Brady has like 800 more passing yards, four more touchdowns, and doesn't have all this baggage. This is still a subjective vote where human beings place a ballot. And I have a feeling he's not as well liked as Brady. You can't go wrong giving it to Brady here. You might feel shitty giving it to Rodgers. What do you think, Harry?
I mentioned last week and a month before, Taylor, like this is doing, but it's just a quarterback award. So I'll take Brady. I'll take Rodgers, even though I don't want to.
All right. What do you think, Brian? I mean, that was your theory too, right? With the interceptions might be too much for all these other guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just looking at it. I was like, considering all the interceptions this year and everybody's kind of jam-packed, it is kind of impressive that Rodgers continues to throw like five or less interceptions a year. And rightfully so. I mean, if they have the best record in football, he should probably get it. I don't know. If at -175, I probably wouldn't take him though. I mean,
this is not a quarterback year, right? I mean, in a year, I said it with Simmons last night, like a year where five quarterbacks were drafted in the first round, right? So Lance never started, but was it five? It was five, right?
Yeah.
Lance didn't start, but you had to figure for offensive rookie of the year, it had to be one of those five, right? No one really stepped up. We'll get to Mac Jones in a second, but he's going to win. No one stepped up, and no one's really stepping up in this MVP race for quarterbacks. It's a very strange year for quarterbacks, right? And yet we see a Josh Johnson. I'm like, oh, he might be the best Ravens quarterback. I don't even know what I'm watching anymore. It's so strange with the quarterbacks this year. But
that's right, Sal. Look, I think the two guys I've been on for a month now is Rodgers. Could have gotten him a lot better odds a month ago when we were talking about him because he just wins. It's amazing since kind of the media went after him for what, whether you think they should have or not. He's just elevated his game even more. And this is what this guy continues to do. He mm-hmm. just likes to just say, you know, F you to everybody. And he just gets it done. But Sal, my boy, Cooper Kupp, down from 150 weeks ago, 25-1 now, Sal.
Wow.
Inching ever closer from 150-1 to 25-1.
Wow. Now, Sal, this is all gambling talk. Like, I don't know. I wonder how much money it took to move that from 150 to 25. But, I mean, he's spectacular. I can't say any more about it.
Even on a down game yesterday, he's getting double-digit catches and over 100 yards. On a down game.
Darren, the triple crown of wide receivers. Yards, receiving, and touchdowns.
Hasn't been done in many, many years.
MVP, you take him off that Rams team, they're nowhere. Take him off. He's the MVP.
Yeah,
that team is interesting. Are we the only media outlet giving this guy
Beckham looks kind of good with them, though, Darren. Beckham looks kind of good with them, too, Darren.
Okay. Looks kind of good, I mean, but these numbers are spectacular. It's going to be tough to beat.
Look, guess what? In 2 weeks from now, he might be sitting at like 8-1, 7-1. Let's keep that train rolling.
Unless Jonathan Taylor has 6 touchdowns against the Raiders this week.
No, I don't. Let's talk about that, Brian. You're right.
Raiders defense, run defense was great yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Could be a playoff team. 3-1 now in FanDuel Sportsbook is a wild card. Oof. Good job by you. It seemed like you tried to give that game away a lot. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, we dominated that game. I mean, that was frustrating the way we ended that first half. We should have been up at least 10-3. Instead, we're down 13-7. But kudos to them for, you know, defensively, again, they've been underrated all year defensively.
Really good.
This is the best their defense has been in, I don't know, 10 to 15 years that I've watched them. I mean, I guess that year, well, I shouldn't say that. I guess the playoff year when Mac played, he was their whole defense. But, you know, they still tend to get beat up by, like, the really good offenses, like you saw with Kansas City. So, you know, while it's fun to get the win there, I mean, I have a feeling this is the type of week. If the Colts are healthy, I think we get blown out this week.
They're about an 8.5. I was surprised that it was that high at this point, that they're an 8.5-point favorite, the Colts are.
It's a good teaser that team.
Everybody's looking at a teaser. Oh, my God. They're such a winner. We'll get to it in a second. I know the Chargers were just dismal, but there's such a good one this week. Such a damn good teaser. Moneyline parlay, I should say, this week. All right, let's we'll go after your second favorite team, the Patriots, laid an egg yesterday. The Bills just seemed on a mission from the first possession. Like, Josh Allen, one of the best games I've ever seen play. And you just break down pass by pass and just nifty runs on 3rd and 2 and just keeping drives alive. Josh Allen was spectacular. And now all of a sudden, the Bills, who play the Falcons and what's their last game? The Jets? They have both of those at home, are in the driver's seat to win the AFC East. They're minus 800. The Patriots, parlay kid, did they peak at the wrong time? Was Belichick protecting Mac Jones from a long rookie season? What's going on? They're now 5-1 to win the division, but a big favorite to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so I think you're right there. I mean, the Patriots, let's face it, and that's why last week my better edge pick was the Bills. I just thought they'd be ultra motivated, and they sure played like it. They bullied the Patriots around up front, which the Bills haven't really done much this year, and the Patriots normally don't allow that to happen, and they kind of did. They bullied them on the defensive and offensive fronts. I think, you know, look, it's Mac Jones has put forth a very good season, but you know, this is crunch time, and it's not easy to win now in the NFL unless you're at the top of the game. And I think the Pats being down some weapons, I know, like, Bourne came back and, you know, but Aguilar, I mean, I know these aren't, like, really huge household names, but these guys
are
really
your household. This is your favorite team. Yeah,
absolutely. Right. And if you watched Harry's boy, Harry, play for the Patriots. He stinks. Oh,
damn.
He stinks. The Patriots can't win with him on the field.
Separation, except for the separation when the ball hits his hands. Like, I just...
Terrible. He really is. This is why this guy hasn't played, I guess. And when he has to be out on the field for most of the snaps, you're not going to beat a team like the Bills. So the Patriots will be back. They'll be back. these next couple games. We'll see them at their best, and I think it's a team you're not going to want to play in the playoffs.
But Sal, that was
go ahead.
I was going to say, Sal, that was a weird game though, right? Because considering the Bills dominated so much, if Allen doesn't make that great run on fourth and one,
right?
They could have lost that
game. Right, it was fourth and one.
Weird to think that though.
Yeah, and that was a dropped interception. I mean, they might have taken the lead right if Jackson brings that in. Sure, I know it's but it's tough to close them out for sure. They get off to slow starts. The Patriots, they just do. Like 47 yards passing for Jones at half is not an anomaly. Like that's kind of what it is with them, and they just eventually get it together. I'm looking now as we're talking here, but like a few weeks ago, I put a parlay in, and these were all favorites at the time: Belichick, Brady. Belichick, coach of the year, Brady, MVP, and Mac Jones. It was sort of like a Patriots-esque parlay. Mac Jones for offensive rookie of the year. Mac Jones is holding on, but Brady has dropped since we talked about. And Belichick now fourth odds-wise, 8-1.
Man, it's crazy. Getting your wish,
parlay kid. Wow. Matt LaFleur, plus 150, leads the way. Well, Frank Reich, plus 350.
Because I have Belichick, too.
I know.
Crap. At like 18 or 19-1, so it stinks. But hey, Sal, look, you can go to Vegas and cash that Cowboys winning the NFC East ticket.
Thank
that
you.
We got you for your birthday. That's worth
several thousand dollars
right now. So that's nice.
Is
nice
it really? One. I didn't check. Wow.
Oh,
I got to send it in and bring it back. I got it.
What, Bryce, how much did that end up paying out for Sal?
I forget. Well, it was what? Plus 150 for the division at that point in time?
I got
it. Yeah. Getting the money back for the ticket and the win. Yeah,
I just can't go to the casino and collect because I'll lose it all. I'm going to mail it in and roll the dice as it is. By the way, Zach Taylor ahead of Bill Belichick for coach of the year? No, sorry. I don't care. You beat up on a Ravens team that like fielded 14 defensemen. I'm not buying it. But anyway, all right, that said, hey, I want to give us a little shout out here at the Extra Points. Really, the whole crew here, extrapoints.com. You three give out free picks every day. And kudos to you guys finding a game Friday. Sports was shut down as we know it, but you guys zoned in, you focused on, and you found like a Russian soccer game. Harry took the under. Of course, he lost because he loses all the over-unders. And he also bragged about it because I think it was 0-0 3 minutes in or something. And and so what did it end up, parlay kid? What was the final score?
6-4. 6-4 Dynamo. Dynamo Minsk is Mikey Meatballs. Look, I got to be honest. I was the one winner of that for the week, and that was all Mikey Meatballs. Mikey Meatballs set that pick up for me. So kudos to really – hats go off to him. Really.
Yeah.
And look,
all right, Meatballs, good job.
If you're getting up early enough on the West Coast, I gave out a winner already this morning as we're talking here.
This bowl game? What was it?
Bowl game, Western Michigan, Sal.
Nice.
Beating up on Nevada. I gave them that out this morning as my EP pick. So I'm done for the day with another winner.
Well,
damn, Harry.
Very nice.
Nice job, bud. Nice job.
I mean, I love leaning on Harry and making fun of him, but the whole staff is doing great. We put out a graphic every Friday, every Saturday. I don't know what it is for the – we pick every game in the NFL. And this is astounding. 10 out of the 12 talent who do this every week are at 500 or better. You're just not going to see that anywhere. Please tell me if you have a sports media company that does better than 83% of the talent, 10 or more, at 500 or better. Harry, how many over 500 are you now? Do you even know?
I didn't win a bet all week. I didn't bet a ton. I didn't win a bet all week. Mm-hmm. And I'm 36 games over 500 in the NFL. 36. So, Darren, what's a percentage of that?
Harry, well, what does that tell you? You just got to start betting individual games, Harry. Just bet every game.
Well, because we don't put
over-unders on teasers. Over-unders on teasers are killing.
All right.
How bad is Harry? The over-under stuff is incredible for Harry.
It's just annoying.
Darren.
The Bears Seahawks game went over yesterday.
Oh,
Darren,
my God.
36 games over 500. What is that?
I know. But, honestly, you're like 1 in 36 on your over unders. I'm not kidding.
That was the one, right?
He knows.
But we had I talk about the obvious narratives, Brian. We go over this. Like, they always seem to lose. Like, I don't know. The Texans had 22 guys out. I can't read this COVID thing for shit. No. I really cannot. I can't figure. I can't handicap. It is. Maybe I was never great at it, but with the COVID, you have 22 guys out. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to take the other team. That should be. Oh, the Colts have four guys. Oh, now they have six linemen out during the game. Okay. All right. Arizona should be good. No, I just cannot figure it out. It's a disaster. And yet, I don't even know what my point is. It was such a disaster.
We keep nailing the picks.
No, the obvious narratives were, all right, we saw the snow plow. They're plowing all the snow out in Seattle. That game's going to be under. That's going to be way under. It's going to be a 13-6 game. That's it. Nope. It went over. I don't even think you went over. You don't went under on a teaser, let alone the under 41. Oh, for God's sake. Terrible. All right.
I gave that on Thursday when it was 43.5.
That's right. We should have known. That's what we should have known. There should have been a disclaimer. Fox should have ripped it out on the screen. All right. So extrapoints.com, 10 out of the 12 talent, 500 or better. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we're going to do bet aches, more misery as it refers to our betting. All right, it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call bet aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
Well, my bet ache actually has to do with the Prop Swap contest. Prop Swap sponsors this segment, and they had a contest. If you could tell them how many three-pointers would be made in the Suns-Warriors game on Christmas Day, you would win a $350 Warriors to win the title bet. So I guess 25 in honor of December 25th. And guess how many there were, Harry?
25.
This is not that hard. Yeah, 25. Yeah, I got 25 out of 25. And then the Prop Swap people say, well, you own the company, you're not eligible. And then I'm like, well, hold on a second. If I don't own the company, so now I'm on Christmas Day, I'm on the phone with my accountant. I'm like, what is the company worth? If I sell the company, is it worth it to win this prop bet? Well, am I basically $350? Is the company worth $350? Can I trade it in? And it's like, well, what are you bothering me? It's Christmas Day. But anyway, I figured it out. I'm holding on to the company, although I'm not sure. It's probably 6-1. But my bet ache is the Chargers. Those damn LA Chargers, who they don't even deserve any fans that they're in their home spot. They went to Houston. It went from 10 to 13 Friday afternoon. There were 22 guys out on the Texan side. I get it. Mike Williams was out for the Chargers, and so was Eckler. But for God's sakes, you're playing for a playoff spot. And what did they do? What they do best. And I scream about the Chargers, how overrated they are. 31st, 32nd in the league against the run. And yet, Parlay Kid, and I know you had them too, I had them on a money line parlay. And what do they do? 189 yards rushing they allow. They allowed 100 with like a minute into the third quarter, 100 yards rushing. There was no way they were winning this game. In fact, they lost 41-29. Shame on you, Chargers. Shame on me. I don't want to see this team in the playoffs, Parlay Kid.
Yeah, Sal, my bet ache as well goes to the San Diego Chargers. That's right. The San Diego Chargers. Because they're still bums. Like they were in San Diego. Go back. Who needs you? LA doesn't need a second team anymore. Just go back because you keep letting people down. Sal, it was my Shark Tank pick. I gave you a five-teamer. I said, which one of these teams would blow it? I knew which one was going to blow it. I should have known it was going to be the Chargers because next to the Falcons, they probably screw me over year in and year out more than anybody else. Fellow UD grad head coach Brandon Staley. Let me down like that? He played me like that? How do you go into that? And you need to win that game. And you lose to a team. Rex Burkhead beat you. Rex Burkhead beat you. That's pathetic. That's a pathetic loss. I hope the Chargers don't make the playoffs.
Disgusting.
They probably will. But I hope they don't.
Davis Mills knocks you out. Knockout punch by Davis Mills. And the freaking the Texans backfield, Rex Burkhead, Royce Freeman. Give me a break. You disgust me.
Give me a break.
San Diego doesn't even deserve them. I don't know.
Yeah. They don't.
Disgusting. Send them to Fallujah. I don't care where they go. All right, Harry, what's your betting?
Well, obviously, giving out the Chicago-Seattle game under 43.5. on Shark Tank last week. I had it as well in teasers. And obviously, we just discussed it went down to 41, 41 and a half. So I had like 47 and a half, 48 and a half on teasers. I mean, Chicago going down for the end touchdown. They fumble. Seattle doesn't recover the fumble. The very next play, Brian mentioned, great catch in our text exchange. Great catch by Chicago to win the game. That was just totally brutal. And it probably shouldn't have went under, but it was right there at the very end. Just stop that play, recover the fumble, and that's it. They don't get it done. And also, earlier in the morning, I had one, too, where I had two players to go over rushing yards. Josh Allen, which I also gave out in our Better Edge pick, as the Bills. I thought Josh Allen would be a dominant player on Sunday, and he was. And Patriots 20th in the league against the rush. So I went with Josh Allen over 38 and a half. Great win there. Won that easy early into the third quarter. And I had it with Tampa Bay's, with Fournette's being out. I had Ronald Jones to step it up to go over 70 and a half yards rushing. He had 66 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Tampa Bay kicks a field goal to go up 32-6. Three and out for Sam Darnold, as usual, for the Panthers.
Oh, my God.
Tampa Bay comes out, just need one rush for 5 yards, and Arians calls off the dogs and pulls everybody out. And I don't get another rush. It's stuck at 66, need over 70 and a half for a two-team $100 parlay.
Yeah, just another one. Harry texted me saying, hey, I need Jones five more yards. And yeah, of course.
I love it.
Happens every time.
Harry's percentage has got to be. I mean, he must win one to 2% after he thinks he's going to win a bet.
He can't live bet a player prop once Harry skunks it, right? And that's the problem. That's it. Yeah.
Well, and that's that. When Tampa came out for the next series, some dude named Bell, their fourth string running back, gets the carry right up the gut for 7 yards.
Nice. All right. You must be happy for him. All right, Brother Brian, what's your betting?
Well, my bet, I have two, but Parley Kid, you know, and Mike and Meepos were over the house yesterday, and I was looking at the player props, and I saw Foles jumped out at me. I was like, all right, under 214 and a half, that seems high. I see the snow plows out there. My assumption is, you know, you have the snow. The Seahawks defense has been pretty good lately. What happens? Foles goes out there. I think he had 70 yards in the first half, so now I pretty much assume it's a winner. He has a pretty decent third quarter, and then, of course, on the last drive, he ends up throwing for a ton of yards and he gets to about 250. So I was really hoping Seahawks had a chance if they got one or two first downs there to end the game and end in any chance of Foles going over. So that sucked. And by the way, with that Seahawks game, the funny thing about that is that game should have went over with like 10 or 11 minutes left. And I told Parley Kid, I was like, get the text ready for Harry. And they had first down on the 11 and then
Wilson took a couple bad sacks,
and then they missed the field goal, and then oh man, so that was crazy.
You know what's crazy? I know you have another one. I don't want to cut you off, but it's like we see the highlights of the plows, and it looks dark, even though it's like 10 in the morning. It looks like it's pitch black, and they're plowing in. Like, oh my God, they're not going to move the ball. Like, what, are we so stupid? Guess who else has access to this? Like, FanDuel could see this. Vegas can see the plows. We're not getting the secret footage that's underhandedly like babyface Joel Solomon sending us to the side. Like, hey, nobody could see this, but it's a blizzard out there in Seattle. Like, of course they're adjusting the line. Of course they're adjusting everything there. They're going to adjust, and the odds on a teaser are not going to be great either. I don't know. I don't know. Right. We got to go to betting boot camp. All right, Brian, you got another one?
Well, the other one, I mean, again, it's not necessarily a betting, but I will say, for some reason, I decided to have the Giants everywhere, right? So but the thing is, I had the Giants teasers all over the place. So I had Giants getting 18, right? Yeah. So they're up 3-0 late second. Mm-hmm. So I figured this the way the Giants defense was playing that game, I kind of assumed it was a shoo-in. Then all of a sudden, within 5 minutes into the second half, I was like, holy shit. This is going to be a blowout. I'm not even going to win this game. And then I realized, all right, I have the Giants on two teasers. I have the Giants like adjusted line on three different parlays that had Houston, everything else would have won. So I was like, oh my God, the Giants ended up costing me thousands and thousands of dollars. And the thing about that is the Giants offense, we've seen bad offenses before. The Giants offense was like one of the worst displays of offense I've ever seen.
I mean,
Fromm was so bad that they had to go back.
17 yards
seven for 17 with 18 yards. And it's like, he was so bad they had to go back to Glenn.
Sounds like a punchline.
That I mean, that just killed me.
Well, Spaghetti's not with us right now. Actually, he had a run-off to do the minus three, but I would love to have had his thoughts on that. Listen, Brian, you needed to abandon the Giants just like Harry did, and then and then he abandoned Washington. This is what you got to do. You could leave. You could just leave your favorite team. All right, I don't know what to say here. Mikey Meatballs, play the music.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad egg. It's a bad ache. It's a bad
ache. Babyface Joel Solomon, you had an observation on Harry's bad ache. What happened?
I mean, he did take a shot at Sam Darnold. It seemed a little unnecessary, but he got it in. He got it in, and that's okay.
I got it in.
Get him all out before the end of the year.
I don't know what the hell is going on with that Matt Rhule and what he thinks he's doing with the quarterbacks, but it's definitely very interesting.
I wondered that at the beginning of the season.
BetAce is brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Avoid your next bedache by selling your bet on PropSwap. PropSwap has thousands of buyers across the country, so you always get the most money for your bets. Like Greg from Indiana, last week sold a $100, 150-1 odd Cincinnati College Football Championship ticket for $1,000 on PropSwap. Good job by you. Listing your bet for sale is easy. If you're not ready to sell just yet, you can still use PropSwap's free suggested price tool to find out how much your bet is worth. And if you're not using PropSwap and you're missing out, go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app to get started. Now it's time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. Cotton Bowl semifinal game, Alabama-Cincinnati. What will be the total number of touchdowns scored by both teams? Harry, what do you think?
Let's go 9. 6 by Cincy, 3 by Bama.
Interesting. You don't believe that. FanDuel currently has the over-under set at 56. Well, wow. Then how much are you putting on the money line there? Nothing. Not a single dollar. To enter,
I do them at 25-1.
To enter, tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at Prop Swap with the hashtag Extra Prop. You must be following both accounts to win. You must not be owning a sports media company like I am to win either. I'm not even going to put in a guess here. The winner will receive $100 in PropSwap site credit. Oh, maybe I will. Maybe I'll put it in. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, let's get to it. The Monday night matchup, Miami at New Orleans. This started New Orleans, I believe, was a 3-point favorite like last Monday when in the look ahead to this game. Now you have Ian Book starting. Spaghetti's very excited about this. Miami is now favored, though, because of the quarterback switch. Favored by 337, a very low over under. I'm buying the half a point. I don't really have enough money to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. Miami minus 2.5. Both teams fighting desperately for the 7 seed. Saints plus 130 right now. Dolphins plus 400. But if they win, that'll be cut in a half. Look, I talked about it. Parlay kid. All quarterbacks seem to be playing like crap these days. I'm not supposed to believe in Ian Book. And I'm believing in this Dolphins defense during a 6-game win streak. Opponents' points per game, second. Opponents' yards per game, per play, first. Sacks per game, first, 4.2. I like that. Again, this is a bet against Ian Book, rookie quarterback starting in primetime, 5-15, 26 touchdowns, 24 giveaways. I'm buying the half a point. Parlay kid, what are you doing?
No, I'm just going to take the Dolphins here, Sal, to cover the 3. This Dolphins defense has been very, very good over the last 7 or 8 games. Mm-hmm. And Tua's played better. I'm still not 100% sold on Tua like a lot of people, and now we're jumping on like a Tua bandwagon. I can't really do it yet. I just don't know if he's got the really downfield arm strength, but he's still much better than I got to put my money on him over Ian Book. I could see this being like a Fromm-like performance from Book. Again, I'd like to know Eddie Spaghetti. You know, he's a Book guy. I think Book's got some better legs than Fromm, but I could just see it being very frustrating. It's not like Book's got a lot of weapons, too, to throw to. He's got a cast of misfits as receivers. Really, it really comes down to Kamara for this offense, and I think the Dolphins will be hell-bent on stopping him, making life very difficult for Book when he takes to the air. And the Dolphins have enough offensively to cover here. Even on the road in a tough environment, I think the Dolphins get this done, Sal.
All right. Brian, am I missing something? So Saints are plus 130, but if they lose this game, if we go minus 150 to not make the playoffs, don't they kind of have to win all these games here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, for the most part, right? I guess it depends because the Eagles are probably going to drop maybe that last game.
I don't know. Well, it all depends on if the Cowboys need it.
Yeah, if they need it.
Wait, real quick while I have it here. The Saints have, Carolina and Atlanta. That's no fun. They could win both of those. Who the hell knows? All right. Brian, what are you going with?
Yeah, I like the Dolphins here too, -3. You know, even before the COVID cases, I've liked the way this team has played. And, you know, I know you were talking about it with the Houston game and they had a bunch of COVID cases, but we've seen, you know, some of these teams have not even been able to show up because of COVID. Washington was just awful yesterday. The Ravens were terrible yesterday. The Saints have about 20 guys, right, with COVID at this point in time. I mean, it's unfortunate for them. But, you know, the Dolphins have been playing well. While they haven't really beaten many good teams, when you really look at it, they still have won 6 in a row. 5-1 against the spread in that span. And again, the defense has been great, especially before last week. They had been awesome. And, you know, the fact you're going to go up against Ian Book. And I will say, you know, Parlika was talking about Tua, considering the quarterback play has been so bad for the majority of the year. Actually, Tua, you don't even hear anything bad about Tua anymore, right? All of a sudden it's like, Tua's been solid, right? He's been pretty good. So, like, you know, he hasn't turned the ball over a lot. So I think the Dolphins cover this one, -3.
All right. More Dolphins love indirectly here, Harry. You're taking the Saints under their team point total.
Oh, no.
Under the team point total at 16.5. Look, Darren, nothing's been easy in the Big Easy when it comes to quarterback play for the Saints this season.
Really? Ian just Book to get that makes... joke out? You're going to screw our bet just to get that stupid play on word.
Ian Book makes... quarterback number 4 for New Orleans this year. In last 4 games, aside after beating the Jets by 21, the Saints have scored a total of 32 points.
Oh, no.
In the Saints' 4 night games this season, they have scored 13, 6, 17, and 9. Saints have a lot of trouble here getting points again tonight against Miami's defense, who, like you guys mentioned, been playing really well lately. Give me Saints under 16.5.
Well, I mean, that makes the whole last 7 minutes just a waste, but all right, do what you will. Now, I can't believe it. I mean, is there any way we win? I guess we can win like 26-21, right? Probably kid, brother Brian? All right.
Yeah. What was the last time we saw a point total this low? And New Orleans Saints game, 37. I mean, we haven't seen it one that low.
It's crazy. Yeah.
In a long, long time.
Drew Brees claims they asked him to come back. I think he should. I've seen his other career choice. I think he should maybe come back under 16.5. All right. Props. I'm going Kamara. Harry tried to steal this from me, but I'm going over 22.5 receiving yards. Hey, didn't I take this like an adjusted Kamara receiving yards?
Yeah.
Was it at Seattle? And it was like over 60, and he had 128
or something like that. Yeah.
This is a great one, Sal. This is great. How could you not be throwing to him? He's got to catch a couple passes.
Has to. And he went over 22.5 receiving. I don't think he'll light it up on the ground, but over 22.5 receiving, 2 of the last 3, 4 of the last 6 games. Like you're thinking, Parlay Kid, outlet passes by Book is going to be terrified back there, dumping off throws all night. He could have like 11 receptions, right? I think this 22.5 is easy.
Absolutely.
And, I would maybe take in an adjusted number too. Pauly Kid, you are going on the other side, Gesicki.
Yes, I do like that too. Kamara, I think his longest is 14.5 as well. So I could see him getting one over that number too. The only chance the Saints have to win is unless their defense can score like 2 touchdowns on its own, is Kamara being a beast. And they need to win. So I love what you're saying there. I'm going Gesicki, Sal, over 41.5 receiving yards. He's gone up a couple. He's plus 100 now to go over 41.5. I think when I talked to you yesterday, it was 39.5. But it's up to 41.5. No worries. I'm getting plus 100 here. He averages 49 yards receiving per game.
Right.
So he averages and the Saints give up about 42 yards per game to receivers. So it's all right in about this area. He's been targeted 19 times in his last 2 games, and he's gone over 41 yards in 11 out of his 14 starts this year for Gesicki. I honestly think he should be involved in their passing game even more. I think in the last couple of weeks with those 19 targets, they are starting to incorporate him even more. So I'm taking Gesicki here at plus 100 to go over 41.5 receiving yards.
All right, Harry, I guess I took your Kamara pill. You tried to take it from me. So what'd you settle on as a backup?
I settled on Ian Book under 24.5 yards rushing. Look, first start, first action he's getting as a pro. Night game, he could run at South Bend when needed, but the Dolphins defense, which is seventh in the league against the run, will be ready for him if he chooses. And in the last six games, Miami has allowed just one quarterback to rush for more than 24 yards, and that was Lamar Jackson, who they held in check pretty much that game. He had 39. That's great job if you hold Lamar to 39. So like I said, last six games, he's the only one who's gone over 24 yards, and that includes Cam Newton, who only had 5 yards rushing, and Zach Wilson, who had 91 yards yesterday, had just 12 against the Dolphins.
All right, Brother Bry, you're going receiving.
Yeah, I'm going with Jalen Waddle. I know the Saints are pretty good against the pass, but I debated the receptions or receiving yards, but over 6.5, you get plus 118. I know the Dolphins have pretty much all their weapons back here, but the Dolphins like to throw, I mean, especially with Tua, they like to throw him a ton of passes, right? So he's had 8 or more receptions in 3 straight, and 4 of 5, he's had 7 or more in 6 of his last 8, you know, and again, you know, like I said, even against a good defense, they find the way to get the ball out quickly. And he's the type of guy on one drive could get 3 or 4 catches, even if it's only for 15 yards. So I think he gets 7 here.
All right, there you go. NFL playoffs fast approaching. FanDuel Sportsbook's here to help make every moment more memorable. We love putting together same game parlays. Just grab anything we just said, baby, right? Gesicki over 41.5. You can go Book under 24.5. And the Dolphins money line, put that together. Call it a same game parlay. That's what FanDuel does. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. It's America's number one sportsbook. No feeling like now in a same game parlay. Lock it in at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, they're offering new users a risk-free $1,000 bet. Just sign up with promo code Against All Odds, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code Against All Odds. All right, now for our award-winning first touchdown picks. We've been a little cold on this lately. I want to just a plea out there. Can we please get a guy score first touchdown that anyone's heard of, or maybe that anyone hasn't dropped as a on the waiver wire like 7 or 8 times this year? As I say that, I'm going with the Dolphins defense special team to score first at 20-1. You got the rookie quarterback in there. I think he's going to be unsure of himself, get a lot of opportunities early on, including the opening kick, by the way. What a nice thing that would be if we can collect 20-1 odds if the Dolphins ran back the kick. But they do have 3 special teams / defensive touchdowns this year, including Harry's Thursday night game against the Ravens. What'd you get that at, Harry?
39-1.
We waited forever for a touchdown to be scored in that game. That was a defensive touchdown, right?
Fumble recovery.
There you go. They also had a block punt versus the Panthers, scored, had another one. We saw a couple yesterday. Something might just be in the air. Cowboys had a couple. Rams had one. I'm going Dolphins 20-1, first touchdown. Parlay kid all over Gesicki today.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with Gesicki. So I like the tight ends here. I think I hit when Buffalo on Thanksgiving night played the Saints. Knox, I think I scored with him at 12-1 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Gesicki only has 2 touchdowns on the year. He hasn't scored in 7 straight. I don't know why a guy like this with hands like he's got and the height that he has, he should be really the ultimate red zone weapon. I think he's due for a TD here. I think he's going to have a pretty solid game. He's been targeted a lot, as I've mentioned. Let's go with Gesicki at 13-1. I always like the tight ends on this prop.
I like him
too. Let's go with Gesicki 13-1 to score the first.
I have him in a couple of fantasy leagues, and like 2-3 weeks ago, he played. It was a Fox game. I don't know. The Dolphins were playing on Fox, and tight end caught a touchdown. They put Gesicki's name up. I was like, oh, thank God. It wasn't him. They got it wrong. It was the other tight. I don't know who it is. Another tall white guy.
Well,
I don't know.
Be prepared for that to happen.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll
tonight happen again as well.
Yeah. All right, Brother Bry, this is an interesting one down by the goal line. This could be fun.
Yeah, I'm going with Tua at 18 to 1. It's funny, you know, I just look at all the other first touchdown odds and I see Ian Book at 10 to 1. And I'm like, yeah, sure, Ian Book has a better chance of running in this type of game. Mm-hmm. But those odds shouldn't be that different. I mean, especially when you look at the Dolphins scoring leaders, right? I mean, throughout the year, I mean, everybody, it's like four touchdowns or less, right? Pretty much for this team. And the fact that Tua has three of them on the season, three rushing touchdowns on the season, you know, and he's still, you know, again, sometimes he's a little scared, it seems like, to run the ball. But the fact that he's still carrying the ball a couple of times per game, I think once you get down on the goal line, there is definitely a chance he runs us in at 18 to 1. I think I like these better than most of the other player odds.
Right. All right. Now, Harry, what are you doing here? What is this for?
Taking the wide receiver from the Dolphins, Isaiah Ford, at 30 to 1. Look, it's good news,
why,
bad news sort of situation.
My next question.
Okay. Because the good news is he averages one touchdown every five catches. Bad news is he's got 10 catches on the year.
Great.
However, he's
We're trying to build something here where people get behind this. We got one thing that we could say we're good at.
Did you just not say that I gave out Miami at 39 to 1?
I did just say that. Yeah.
You did say that. Okay.
Just check. Yeah, but that's a defense. That's like 11, 22 players.
Well,
that
listen, one of his two touchdowns, part of the good, one of his two touchdowns. And like Brian just mentioned, only all these guys on the Dolphins, no one has more than four receiving touchdowns. So it can go to anybody. And Ford does have a first touchdown of the game this year in the game against Atlanta earlier this year.
Okay. All right. There have been no names for sure. Us here.
Two of his last four games have been pretty solid, though.
They have, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That, is that good news or bad news? I can't figure out which.
I think against Carolina, 83 yards and a touchdown, too. So.
Hey, Harry did hit an over as we say goodbye here. That was our first touchdown picks. So it's Tua, Gesicki, Ford, and the Dolphins defense. That's going to be tough to pull. We got some big swings there. But anyway, Harry did hit an over. I will say he showed us. Actually, you know, people usually send me these Harry's girlfriend's posts on Facebook, but this one I was looking for, Harry, I'll admit, because I needed to see if you cashed in or who cashes in. What did you set the over under on a Christmas gift?
$247.50.
And you claim, and I have like confirmation, I guess, that you went over. What did you buy? You bought like a heart necklace.
What it was? Yeah, I think so. Was it heart?
What are you talking about? You don't know?
Bought her a necklace. I don't remember. Is it? Yeah, I guess it's a heart.
Really? It's your most expensive purchase ever. You don't know?
Yeah. He's not the one who bought it, though.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, I bought it, but I bought it, but.
He paid for it, but.
Right. Oh, someone picked it out for you? Oh, who's someone? Oh, okay. So who picked it out for you?
Your buddy Ken.
He picked it out, so you didn't even see what it was like. Like, I have more. Like I
trusted
saw it on
his
Facebook
judgment.
You did?
I trust it. Yeah, right.
How much was it?
With tax?
I don't care. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
$5.39.
Wow. $5.39. Farley is laughing. What is there? Is there 700% tax out there?
Right behind you, that Parsons football I got you for your football with a signature, that's worth way more than that now.
Is it really? Oh, now it is. Sure. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're damn right. All right. All right, Pauly kid. What do we think? He actually doubled it, I guess.
It was a very nice gift that Harry presented his girlfriend. But look, it's I would like to know.
It's not
her
a ring,
thoughts.
Darren. I'm sure.
Well, that's right. If it doesn't mean a thing if she ain't got the ring. So yeah.
Darren, you made a good point the other day. You said I should when I do and if I do. To do it on the show.
I think the fans would love to see that. Yes. What I think our listeners would love to see that. Yes.
Babyface Joel Salmon, what do you think? You saw the gift, right?
Look, I mean, some people go to Jared. Harry went to Amazon. I do find it convenient. I find it convenient he got it on Amazon because your gift to some of the staff was an Amazon gift card. So I don't know who paid for it. So.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. That would have been easy. But you didn't know what it was when you first saw it, right?
Oh, yeah. I had to zoom in, and Harry, God bless him, I love him. I thought it was the shape of a football. At first, I thought he got her a football necklace, which
was
thought
like a weird
was
a heart.
Now, that's a good idea, Joe.
Yeah, it was like a heart with laces. I don't know what happened there. That was interesting. All right. Well,
and
that's
claims there's diamonds in there.
Well, he took them out and sold them. But all right, that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Babyface Joel Solomon, Spaghetti Meatballs, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal Singh. So long, and happy handicapping. Nah, nah, nah.